It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The political performers known as the Capitol Steps are a singing troupe that began when a group of Senate staffers set out to satirize the government that employed them. Collectively, they're said to represent 18 congressional offices and 62 years of collective House and Senate staff experience. Tomorrow night, members of the Capitol Steps are coming to town to perform at the Traffic Club of Pittsburgh. Elena Newport is a founding member of the Capitol Steps. She's written many of their satirical songs and worked in the Senate as a legislative aide. She joins us by phone from Washington to talk about the popularity of the Capitol Steps' musical stylings. Elena Newport, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Well, glad to be on. Coming your way.
You have been with the Capitol Steps since the group was founded in 1981. That's over three decades of parody.
I'm old. Yes, we actually did. We started in 1981, and one of the fun things that we did when we hit our 30th anniversary was that we decided to summarize everything that had happened in 30 years in 3 minutes in one song. So that is now how we close our show. It's our big finale with props flying, and we have Clarence Thomas's Coke can and Dan Quayle spelling potato with an E, and everything you can recall over the last 30 years in one three-minute song.
Tell me, what keeps this satire fresh?
Well, you know, I guess there's always something happening. I mean, when we started, as you mentioned, we were Senate staffers. Okay, it was back in 1981, and we really just did this as a lark for a Senate office Christmas party. And one of the things that we thought, how can we keep this going? Because what if all the Congress gets quietly competent and solves all the problems, and we won't have any material at all? And then we thought, gee, I guess we'll always be in business, because we only had to worry about that for like 5 minutes.
Now, you mentioned a Christmas party. That may have been that may be the answer to this question, but how did the Capitol Steps get their start?
Well, it was 1981, and we were all working for Senator Charles Percy from Illinois. And, you know, he was one of those moderate Republicans that you only read about in the history books now. You don't see them in the wild anymore. And we thought, what are we going to do for this year's Christmas party? And, at the time, we were thinking, well, you know, most people would do a traditional nativity play or something. But, you know, we worked in the Congress, so we couldn't find three wise men or a virgin anywhere. So we had to do something else. and we decided to make fun of politics in some songs. And it was the early days of Ronald Reagan, and we had James Watt, Ned Meese, and I think we did Mine Every Mountain for James Watt. And for Reagan, we did Working 9 to 10 because he wasn't known for working too hard. And it was a fun time for satire. And now 30-some years later, we're still doing it.
In those early days, what kind of responses did you get from coworkers on Capitol Hill who might have been expecting the nativity scene and instead got this?
Well, we were all very worried because everybody was like, okay, all right, watch out for your day jobs, you know, because, you know, people thought maybe we'd get fired for doing this or told to stop or both or, you know, some combination. And I really do owe part of the success of the Capitol Steps to the fact that nobody ever told us to stop, even though many people maybe thought it. But we kept going, and we got a little bolder over the years. We started doing public shows and putting out albums, and still nobody told us to stop. And about 8 years in, I did quit my day job and basically ran off with the circus and did the Capitol Steps full time.
Was anybody else ever concerned about negative reactions or being fired before this thing really got legs of its own?
Oh, yes, yes. The first couple of years the Capitol Steps were around, I mean, we didn't even do public shows. You had to, like, know a password and knock on a basement door because we thought we definitely would get in trouble. As far as we knew, no one had done this, made fun of their bosses right in front of their bosses. But the weird thing was that over the years we found that the politicians liked it. Like, some of the presidents invited us to perform. Many of the senators and congressmen invited us to perform. And they wanted to get up on stage with us. They wanted to see the songs we had about them. It was kind of a weird surprise to us, but it worked out well. And I guess the politicians do have a sense of humor.
Were there any spoil sports in the group? Was there anybody who said, who was actually forced to quit the group because their boss was offended?
No, but we did worry about that because we had one guy who went on to get a Senate confirmation during the Clinton administration for an EPA position. And we really thought that they would say, now, didn't you make fun of James Watt? And didn't you make fun of, and they didn't. Nobody brought it up. So I guess we're clear. I guess now 37 years later, nobody's going to do that.
The aforementioned video, by the way, can be seen, the video on 30 Years of Satire can be seen at our website at WESA.FM for folks wanting to check that out. In the meantime, let's listen to a clip from some of your more recent work. This is from the song Down the Road Again, performed earlier this year to address Congress's budget stalemate. Let's listen.
Down the road again, kick that can right down the road again. Pleasing no one but contributors and friends.
If cans are kicked, it should be both our ends.
Same old road again. We look like a flattened toad again. Cutting is so very hard, so we just spend.
And our grandkids can pay it in the end.
And that's an excerpt from The Capitol Steps Down the Road Again. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're speaking with Elena Newport, one of the founding members of The Capitol Steps. They're performing in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. And Elena, that sounds like your voice there. Was that you?
No, that was not. That was Dolores Williams, a wonderful jazz singer from the Washington area that we hired a few years ago. So, that was not me, I have to be honest.
The fella there sounds remarkably like Willie Nelson. And
Well, we do take perfectly good songs and ruin them, if you want to put it that way.
What are some of the main things that the group is doing parodies and skits about these days?
Well, we have everything in the news. I mean, if you've ever wanted to see Barack Obama sing a show tune and, Joe Biden sing a rock song and, Mitt Romney do a rap, you can see it on the Capitol Steps stage, because we do everything in the news, including we've got the Pope in the show, the new Pope. Obviously, we had to take the song Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, for that one. And we've got actually even the Greek fiscal crisis makes our show. We've got a whole parody, Grease, to the tunes from Grease, the musical. And we actually think we managed to make a fiscal crisis sort of funny because our performers look ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and it's a good thing that you're making it sound funny, because the rest of, while everybody's crying, you're making the rest of us laugh. And as far as things you won't hear in real life, you definitely won't hear Mitt Romney doing a rap. So it's good that you're including that in some of your parodies.
Yeah, well, I like big bucks, and I cannot lie, right?
I'm sure a lot of people are wondering where do you even begin when writing a satirical song? How does that idea germinate and then flower into something that's really, really funny?
Well, it is funny. Like, you take the Pope example, and of course, how often do you get an opportunity to use the song Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, and all of a sudden there's a big news about somebody from Argentina? But I have to admit very candidly that we did use that song once before when, you remember Mark Sanford from South Carolina, mm-hmm. said he was hiking the Appalachian Trail and he's actually in Argentina. So every once in a while, a song pops up that's a great one to use because the subject matter just suggests the parody. I mean, right now I think we're going to have to bring back our song, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Korea, which we used for Kim Jong-il, and now it sounds like Kim Jong-un is raising some of the same problems. So you're always looking for a good pun, and you're looking for a tune that everybody knows.
Do most of your songs come from popular music?
Well, we do. We do some skits. We do some. We do show tunes. We do rock songs. Like I said, we've done raps. We've even done some opera occasionally. So we try to just go across every sort of musical tastes, and we've done skits, we've done Shakespearean parodies, and one of our biggest hits is a bit called Lurdy Dies, where we take the words and we flip them, and so we'll tell the story of a scandal, like Anthony Weiner tweeting his underwear, and we'll flip the words and we'll say things like, he said his hitter was twacked, he doesn't believe in the American lay of wife, that sort of thing.
I've Been Everywhere was used in a commercial recently, and you folks have used it, the Capitol Steps have used it, to highlight the transition from Hillary Clinton to John Kerry as Secretary of State. Let's listen to that one.
Ladies and gentlemen, former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Well, Well, now I'm starting to pack. And though this cabinet post was really great, it's time for John Kerry, the next Secretary of the State.
Hey, I'm honored that you'll tell me facts.
Here's what to expect. You'll see exciting lands like Niger.
Is that politically correct?
I've traveled every road in every land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
Even Kazakhstan, man.
And to Isle of Man, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Belgium, Belarus, Bahrain, Polynesia, Cameroon, Caymans, Kokomo, Indonesia.
Guadalupe, Guatemala, Kiribati, Bhutan, Cuba, Kenya.
I didn't know that Hillary Clinton could sing that well. Was that?
That was the hardest song we ever had to memorize. It was just a list of countries. That was really hard.
That was you that time, right?
That was Ann Schmidt. I cannot tell a lie. Although I have done that song. It was terrifying. And we believe that John Kerry is all part of the administration's program to increase the use of drones is one of our it's one of our theories.
The Capitol steps have been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and PBS, and they can be heard four times a year on National Public Radio. Did you ever think it would get to be this big?
We did not ever think it was going to get to be this big. We took it kind of 1 year at a time, and like I say, in the early days, thought we'd be fired or told to stop or both, and we're really happy to still be doing this, and as long as the politicians are messing up, we'll make fun of them.
So what is your next big idea with this?
I don't know. We're always just watching the news. It's like having a term paper always over your head. And like I say, last week I gave the cast the Pope song on one day's notice to get it in the show, and they did it. And we're just always looking for the next scandal to come along.
Elena Newport has been our guest. She's one of the founding members of the Capitol Steps, and they are performing at the Traffic Club in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. Elena Newport, thanks again so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, glad to be on. Maybe the Traffic Club can teach us how to get things moving here in Washington.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Elena Newport, joining us by phone from Washington. And we'll leave you with an illustration of why nothing is off limits for the Capitol Steps.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present the first tweet from the Pope.
OMG. I completely forgot and am wearing white after Labor Day. And I'm supposed to be infallible. LOL. Hashtag celibate.